You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you today. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity here to draw close to you, to study your word, to hear your voice, to hear you leading and guiding us, for us to turn and repent of the sins we've committed, and to forget those things which are behind, and to reach forth and go forward. We ask for your blessings on all that we do here today. Speak to us through your word. Lead us, guide us, help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. We are in the book of, we're in Bible prophecy. There's no greater time right now. There's no more important subject. There's no more relevant topic than Bible prophecy. And the disciples asked them, Jesus, the question, what will be the sign of your coming? What will be the signs of the end of the age? Now, in our last couple programs, we left off in Matthew chapter 24, and we were talking about what the Bible calls the abomination of desolation. Matthew chapter 24. Prior to getting started on that, again, for more information on me, because it's important for you to know who I am and what I believe about Jesus. That's the most important thing. And you know more about me. Those of you here in Florida have been listening to me for 20 years. Those that come to my church, I've been your pastor for 9 years. For those that don't know me, either in Kansas City or in Alabama, you can go to WGODradio.com. My statement of faith is on there. What I believe about Jesus is on there. There's a link that says prior broadcasts. Everything I've ever taught for the last 11 years is on there. So you can find out more information about me. I'm a Bible translator. I am a pastor. I am a general manager at a group of Christian radio stations. And I'm sold out to Jesus Christ. I believe in the literal interpretation of the Word of God. Apple means apple. Orange means orange. You don't need to buy my teaching tape to understand what something means. Generally, it's plain right in front of us. Sometimes when you get to the book of Revelation, we have to interpret a little different. Understand the symbols, you'll understand the meaning. And that's where we're going to be in just a moment. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Jesus says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. All right, there's a couple places we could go. We've been looking at the image of the beast. That's really where I want to go. But, you know, the two greatest things that unbelievers and liberal Christians scoff at and don't believe is, number one, that Daniel wrote Daniel, and number two, that there was such a person as Jonah, and that he was swallowed by a great fish and was in his belly for 3 days and three nights. And isn't it funny how Jesus confirms and bears witness to both? First of all, Jesus tells you that Daniel wrote Daniel. But if you open up an Encyclopedia Britannica or any other encyclopedia, you'll see that they say the book's a forgery and it was written somewhere in the first 2 centuries BCE. Of course, they add the E because they don't believe in the C. Christ. Before that should tell you enough right there. If they don't have BC and they have BCE, you're already untrustworthy and I don't trust you. You got to put E there for era, E-R-A, because you don't believe in the C, Christos. Friend, let's move on. It just doesn't surprise me. It shouldn't surprise you because those are the first words that Satan ever spoke all the way back in Genesis chapter 3. Indeed, hath God said. It's always the word of God he corrupts. So it's no surprise. They don't believe the Bible. They don't believe Jesus has come in the flesh. And if you don't believe that, this is the spirit of Antichrist. Anyway, let me move on. Daniel wrote Daniel. He also says, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus not only confirms that Daniel wrote Daniel, he confirms there was such a person named Jonah, and he was in the belly of a whale, or a great fish, for 3 days. Jesus says it. That's all you need, friend. His words are spirit. And they are life, and they are the truth. He has come to bear witness to the truth. All those that are of the truth hear his voice. He does not lie. Let God be true, and every man a liar. Jesus tells you the truth. When he says Jonah was in a whale for 3 days, bank on it. Take it to the bank. It's happened, because Jesus is God, and God does not lie. When Jesus says Daniel wrote Daniel, take it to the bank. Daniel served under Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel was alive when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Israel. He took Daniel in 605. They knocked and burned the wall and sanctuary down in 586. Daniel was alive then. Write it down. Take it to the bank, because Daniel says that he was. And Jesus said that he spoke about what we're looking at right now. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. You see, this has been fulfilled more than once. It's already been fulfilled once or twice. Once in 168 BC. Now, Jesus wrote this. Daniel talked about it. 168 BC was when one of the generals that inherited a kingdom from Alexander the Great, who died in 323 BC, one of those generals was a madman named Antiochus Epiphanes IV. He was the ruler. He was the Seleucid king. He was the ruler here over Israel, and he set up a statue. He set up an image, if you would, of Zeus in the temple. And he forced the Jews to worship the image. And he stuffed swine, it's meat, pork, down the mouth of the Jews, made them eat pork and made them worship this image. So you see, just like Solomon wrote, there is nothing new under the sun. Show me something that's new. But that which has been is what will be. Ecclesiastes 1:9. History repeats itself. This has happened before in 168 BC. It's going to happen again. And the place to go to see where it's going to happen is Revelation chapter 13. Let's pick it up in verse 14. Now, the false prophet we're talking about, he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles that he had the power to do in the sight of the beast. All right, there's a tandem here. Remember, there's a satanic trinity at the end of the age. Satan, Antichrist, false prophet. those three. So here you got in tandem, working here together, Antichrist, which you can read about in Revelation 13, 1 through 10, and then in 11 through 18, the false prophet. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do, saying to those that dwell on the earth that they should make an image. Now, remember yesterday I told you the word is icon. An icon is an exact representation of something. Like if you had a 50-cent piece and you'd look, you'd see John F. Kennedy on the 50-cent piece. That's the icon. Just like when Jesus said, you know, when they said, should we pay taxes to Caesar? He says, show me the coin. And he says, whose icon and inscription is this? And they said, Caesar's. And Jesus said, you know it. You guys know the drill. You know the word. Give to what is right. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God's. There was an icon of Caesar on the coin. Jesus himself is the icon. Colossians 1:15. He is the icon or image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. An image, icon, is an exact representation of an original. Now, Revelation 13. The false prophet here says that and the dwell on the earth to make an icon to the Antichrist. Here he's called Beast. Make an icon to the Antichrist who was wounded by the sword but lived. He had power to give life to the icon of the Antichrist. All right, literally, he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. So, what's the image? It's an exact representation of an original. The false prophet is going to cause those that dwell here on the earth to make an image to this Antichrist who was apparently going to die and come back to life. When it says here that he had the wound of the sword and did live, that's Revelation 13, 14. And then this, he's got the power to give life to the icon. Imagine that. We all thought and have always thought that God is the only one that had the power to give life. Not here in the book of Revelation. He's given special power here. He's got the power, Greek word exousia, meaning authority also. He's got the authority or the power to give life or breath to the icon so that the icon should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the icon to be killed. And he causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond, to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead, so that no one may buy or sell, save he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And we are out of time. We are so close to this being fulfilled. You think about it right now. Buy or sell. There's two things right now. Without a mask, you can't buy or sell. And soon, coming up soon, without a vaccination for COVID-19, you won't be able to buy or sell either. Chew on that here today. May God fill you with wisdom today. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.